Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Talk therapy bans. They are gaining momentum all over America.
Joining me today is Autumn Leva. She is the Policy and Communications Director with our ally organization, Family Policy Alliance.
Autumn, it's great to have you today.
Well, thank you, Karen. It's so good to be back with you.
We're going to be talking about talk therapy bans. Tell our listeners what they are.
That's right. So essentially, these are bans on basic talk therapy that will not allow families to bring their children in who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation or even gender identity, questioning whether or not they're a boy or a girl. And those are hard issues. And to tell these families that they can't bring their children in to get help on those types of struggles, that's very concerning. And this would go for even children who have suffered abuse, even sexual abuse by someone of the opposite sex or the same sex, where they can't even talk about that. I think that's a very real problem and very harmful to our children.
And so there is the potential harm that it could be considered abusive, and so a child could be removed from a home. Or what about a clinician who has a faith perspective? They may be in danger of losing their license. This should matter to all of us, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Karen. We saw this in Canada just recently. They passed a law saying that essentially if a family isn't fully supportive and signing off on their child's sexual orientation or gender identity and not trying to get them help, then that could be considered abusive and the child could be removed from the home. And it doesn't just stop in Canada. We've already seen legislation out of the state of Massachusetts that would also call it child abuse for counselors to talk to kids about unwanted same-sex attraction or gender identity struggles. And so what that means is the counselor could lose their license and the family would be labeled as child abusers for allowing their kid to get this kind of therapy. That's very wrong.
Thank you for joining me today, Autumn. I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation about the unintended consequences of talk therapy bans.